Welcome to the Grant Writing Seminar with your host, Dr. Eurydice Moore, on WGCR.us.
This is Dr. Eurydice Moore, the Grant Writer of Safe Haven Community Skills Center. I'm with Safe Haven, and we serve the local, national, and international community. Safe Haven provides grant writing workshops, case management, non-for-profit management workshop, and we also have a certified grant writing program if you would like to open up your own grant writing business. Now, in the month of January, we are going to have Dr. Israel, and we're going to start the year off talking about health and wealth. The two goes together, and we're going to show you how. If you have no health, you have no wealth. And if you have wealth and you don't have any health, what good is that? So we're going to talk about balance and opening up business. We're going to set the pace for the new year. We're also looking for new shows. If there's something that you're interested that you would like for me to cover, just contact me at 773-407-6208 or 773-426-0271. And you may also reach me at MySpaceTheGrantWriter.com and Podomatic. If you ever miss any shows, you can tune in to Podomatic and download. Now, some of the shows that we're going to be covering in January, I made some major discoveries on last week. I was surfing the internet and clicking in and out of different grants, and I'm going to share some things in January that you will be astonished. In January, we're going to talk about contracts, how to attain contracts, and how to become vendors for different corporations, as well, of course, grant money. And guess what? I discovered grant money for sole proprietors. Yes, sole proprietor, the self-employed. You too can attain grant money. All right. Now, January 8th, 2008, will be an artist-only grant writing workshop. Yes, an artist-only grant writing workshop. Designed especially for you and mine. Now, during this workshop, you are going to learn how to put together a letter where you can send to manufacturers requesting equipment and supplies. You can send it to Yamaha for those of you in music composition. For those of you that are dancers, you can send these letters out for wardrobes, for fabric to make your wardrobes. For those of you that's in media, you can send off letters requesting computers and, you know, the things that you need for media. Now, the artists, this workshop is for those that are visual artists, creative, performing, media, and you multi-talented people. You just dip into everything. This workshop is especially for you. And you're going to learn how to put this letter together and obtain the equipment, supplies, and cash that you need to do what you do best. And that is strut your stuff. Now, also, with learning how to put this letter together, if you ever put together an event or a concert and you want a renowned artist to come, the big people, supposedly, you can ask them in this letter to waive their honorarium. And then at the end of the year, you will give them a letter with the amount of the honorarium that they usually charge, and they can file it with their taxes. Therefore, both of you be blessed. You be blessed that they provide a service for you at your concert or at your performance for free, a donated service, and they be blessed they could write it off on their taxes. Everybody be blessed. So, that's one of the things we're going to learn in the artist-only workshop. January 8, 2008, and registration is now open enrollment. All you have to do is dial 773-407-6208 for additional information. And I'd like to give a shout out to Lakeisha. Lakeisha wrote in the guest book that she will be attending the artist only workshop. And we're going to talk about also in that artist workshop, different funders. You will receive a startup list of donors to petition for funding for your project. It's just so much to learn as artists. You don't have to starve anymore. It's all kinds of money. It wasn't so back in the 1700s, 1800s. It wasn't even so in the 60s and 70s. But it's just monies everywhere for the artists. All type of resources are available for you. Now, we're going to go on further in the show. And don't forget that if there's something that you would like for me to address on air, or you have questions on past shows that was done in 2007, just contact me at 773-407-6208. Now, it is finished. Many of you, I'm sure, have met the deadline, December 3rd, at Chicago Cultural Center. And then some of you didn't, but that's okay. Grants have cycles. If you miss one cycle, maybe the car broke down, the dog ate your grant, you fell out with the person that you love, you were just plain tired. That grant will come back around again. So my advice to you, if you did manage to pick up an application, do not, I repeat, do not throw it away. Just go ahead and work on it. And then when 2008 roll around, file it away in a safe place. Okay, don't do like I do. Put things up and can't find it. File it away in a safe place. And then when that grant come around, all you do is pull it out and transfer the information. I want to give you a little grant tip. Most of the time, grants are the same. When they make changes, it's usually one change. They might add an extra line or change how the appearance of a grant, or add a color code. But basically, grants are the same. They just slowly chip off on it year after year before it's totally different. So save the information and just transfer it when the grant roll around again. Now, that deadline was December the 3rd, and that grant was for the Community Arts Assistant Program. And with this grant, you could use the money to do portfolio, to attend workshop for professional development, hire a consultant to do board development with your people. The money could have been used for training, for CDs, for attaining equipment that is needed. It was not for salaries. Now, there are other grants that will be coming up that will be available in April, and April is around the corner, and that is the Neighborhood Arts Program, known as NAP. A biennial grant program which funds individual artists to provide high-quality instructional art projects to benefit the youth, seniors, or people with disabilities in Chicago low- and moderate-income neighborhood. And those applications will be available in April 2008. And then the next grant, which is City Arts One Program, a triannual multi-year program which provides general operation support to small and emerging arts organizations which has been incorporated for at least 1 year. Now, people, listen to me. I'm putting the APB out there. All Point Bulletin alert. Now, what you can be working on, I'm addressing the individual artist. You can start setting up your own art organization. Yes, All you need is to become incorporated. Come up with a name. Sit down. Write names together. Create a name. Dream a name. Pray for a name. And get it incorporated with the Secretary of State or whatever municipal village officials are over in corporation. You might live in a township or a village. Now, once you have your name and you become incorporated, then you can start working on a 501c3, or you can wait, because so far this is particularly for people in Chicago. There's funding that will pay for your 501c3 for your art organization. So even though you missed December the 3rd, it's not the end of the world. You could be working on some things. Now, if you go ahead and become incorporated, or you want to go ahead on and get your 501c3, by the next time that next grant swing around, okay, then you will be ready, okay? Now, I want to share a discovery. This is known as the Chicago Artist Resource Car, www.chicagoartistresource.org. You may go to the webpage. There are many links. I mean, you will be there for days, maybe months. I have never, ever seen a website like this. I was just astonished. And I know Mr. Engineer is going to hit the website. I'm going to give this to you. www.chicagoartistresource.org, also known as Chicago Artist Resource, known for short as CAR. You will be astonished at the resources that is on this web page just for artists. Artists only. CAR is a central place for Chicago artists to find resources, services, and opportunities related to all aspects of their professional practice, and a promotional tool for local art organizations that provide services to artists. That is just for you. Now, I am talking to the artist community right now, because grant money, funding, is so many different types of grants. There's grants for social services, there's grants for education, there's grants for community development, there's grant. Mr. Engineer showed me his pen. He attended a workshop and a CAR representative was there. So we're going to have him on the show in January, and he's going to check out that website, because he has that artistic background. I am a wannabe artist, but Mr. Mike Stone is a professional with unteen years, I don't want to give away his age, of experience in the field of art.
Newsflash, she's not a wannabe. Woo. She is a certified grant writer, and she is professional, so do not count her out.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. You're so kind.
You're welcome.
Okay. He's going to be on the show in January. He's going to check that website out, because he got that strong artistic background, and he know what would be advantageous to you. I might pick out something that, you know, might not be relevant, but he's going to study that page, and he's going to come on that show in January and share what he feels that you should really, really check out. Now, my daughter, I got an announcement. My daughter talked me into working on that Chicago Cultural Center grant, you know, and I was like, my daughter is a poet. She has she writes lots of poetry. And they're mostly on life and her background and her experiences. And somebody make her mad, she'll go and write instead of killing them. Now, you know, she used poetry as a therapeutic tool. Instead of picking up a gun and blowing somebody's brain out, she go and get a pen. You know, and that's what we need more of. Alternative ways in handling anger and disappointment and depression. Don't kill anybody. You didn't give the life, therefore you are not the authority to take it. So she talked me into she talked me into submitting an artist. I'm like, what can I do? I am not an artist. And I had to think. I had to do some heavy doing praying. And, you know, Charlie Brown. So what happened was, okay, I've written 25 journals. That should count for something. I wrote 25 journals recording feelings and experiences and recording testimonies and miracles. I have experienced a lot of miracles, people. On every page of those 25 journals is astonishing miracles. And so I had started working on a book, and it's entitled Anna Baby Miss Ann. And then I was like, okay, well, and then I'm like, I got a little something here. And so my daughter pointed that out to me, and then I looked on the application, and they said they were looking for new as well as emerging artists. Mid-level career and professional could apply for grants with the Chicago Cultural Center. So, hey, I am a new artist. Literary, visual. So I applied for that grant too. Now, what I want to say is, think about forming an art organization. And we're going to talk more about that after we break. You have been listening to the Grant Writing Seminar, your host for this half hour, Dr. Eurydice Moore.
Oh, thou that tellest good tidings to Zion, get up into the high mountain. Tellest good tidings to Zion, get up into the high mountain. Oh, thou that tellest good tidings to Jerusalem, arise, the glory of the Lord. Glory of the Lord. Glory.
Nervous, but I'm excited, too.
So are you going to start telling people? Is it too soon?
I think I'll wait a little bit, you know, just in case.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah. Well, people are going to notice soon anyway.
Have you told your mom yet?
Not yet.
Oh, she's going to be so happy.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so nice to finally be able to say, I am quitting smoking.
Mm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
If you're pregnant, there's one more exciting announcement you can make to your friends and family, that you've decided to quit smoking. A lot of women are able to quit successfully when they find out they're pregnant. They have the best motivation there is, a healthy baby. Deciding to quit is the first step you can take to reduce the risks of premature delivery, low birth weight, childhood asthma, and SIDS. We can help you learn to quit. Call Great Start at 1-866-66-START.
So do I have to buy you a gift for this too?
Of course.
Every baby deserves a great start. Brought to you by the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Grant Writing Seminar. Your host of this half hour, Dr. Eurydice Moore. And we're doing a little critique. Now, before we went on break, I encourage you, individual artists, you can still be individual artists and organize, form your own art organization. And then I mentioned there's other grants that will be available. And you want to also contact the Illinois Art Council. They have grant money. Now, I shared something that all artists could profit from, and that's the Chicago Artist Resource, CAR. And I mentioned that in January, Mr. Mike Stone will be on the show because he's going to really check out this website for you. He has that strong artistic background. Now, I did pull a couple of things out because it's links after links after links. It's so much. Let me read some of this to you. There's a section, calls for artists, some type of registration where you can register as an artist, jobs, opportunity in the field of the arts, space search. If you are an artist in need of space, there's a link for that. Forums, if you want to participate in artistic forum. Artist stories, some artists write in and share their story. Talk about their background, their passion, and they have their picture and they have their story. Banner art, square feet, city resources. There's a page explaining CAR mission and how you could benefit on them. Then there's a section for praxis. I'm not sure what that means. Education, if you want to attend workshops, seminars, opportunity, different types of artistic opportunity, careers, things that you could consider as an artist, and business. All right. I was talking to Mr. Ray Foreman a couple of months ago, who is the president of WGCR.us. And he has such an extensive background. And, I believe he told me, well, I ain't going to say because I don't want to give away his age. But he told me a lot of artists have been burned in the past, especially during his heydays. And that was because they didn't know the business side of art. You need to know the business side. And I am so happy that some of our known artists, the artists of today, many of them are their own managers, or they have their mothers being their managers, to avoid being wiped out, penniless, like Barry Manilow. We're all familiar with Barry Manilow. I mean, that man had so much money, and one day he just woke up broke. And he's like, where's my money? And he just got taken. And then from that point on, he had to make a comeback. When he made his comeback, guess what? He do his own book. Oprah had Bill Cosby on her show one year. And she said, if you can give me some advice, what would you give me? He said, I have one advice for you. Sign all your own checks. Keep tab on your own books. And, you know, I was surprised and amazed that artists, example, Vanessa Williams, they had did a spread on her, I believe it was in Ebony, and how she does her own housework. They follow her from the time she got out to bed to the time she went back to bed. This reporter followed her, and she cooked and cleaned her own house. People, you don't have to be robbed when you finally do get some money. And then, I'm sure Mr. Stone know more about this than I do. I understand that when you are an artist, especially a recording artist, that you have to have a membership in some type of organization to make sure you get your royalties. And if you are not signed up, and they keep playing those records over and over and over, and you have not signed up, guess what? You have no money, and you have nothing to pass down. Ignorant is very costly. Ignorant is very dangerous. Right, a copyright. He just yelled out copyright. He's going to talk about that in January too. But anyway, you want to check this resource out that even talk about the business side of the arts. Let me see. Then they cover different topics. Artwork Fund, they list funders specifically for the artist. They talk about organization development, new job posts, theater design, development managers. They talk about so much. And that's just page one, and I had download a couple of pages. Let me see. I got a little bit of time left. Real estate, artistic real estate services. Gallery, they talk about gallery, network, art network, art space, USA, health in the arts. They even have a diagram in here associating art and health together. Isn't that fascinating? They also have a link in here talking about entertainment and planning, how to plan a large event or a fundraiser. I mean, it's just so fascinating. It's just so much on this link. And we're going to talk more about this in January, which is just around the corner. Now, exhibition opportunities, foundation centers, Midwest Art Conference. There's so much. And I want to thank you for listening to WGCR.us, the Grant Writing Seminar. Your host, Dr. Eurydice Moore. God bless, Godspeed, and talk to you soon.